Truth News Network. Navigating the fog of today's political landscape with the clarity of truth. This is TNN, the Truth News Network. And your guide is Dan Newman.
It is foggy all across the United States and everywhere around the world in this medical environment, this pandemic we find ourselves, each and every one on earth, dealing with in some way or another. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Truth News Network, a Monday, and it's a Monday full of questions. And I got to be honest with you, I'm very confused. When it comes to coronavirus, COVID-19, I, along with millions of Americans and other people around the world, are very confused about facts. You know, it's not so much confusion that we're concerned about, even though it causes things, confusion does. It's the hysteria that results from disorder that comes from confusion. With several million Americans diagnosed with coronavirus and over 200,000 dead at its hands, one would think the medical community would have everything to do with this virus well in hand, at least by now. I mean, we're, what, 3 months into this? Almost four? Nothing could be further from the truth. There's no universal agreement among treating doctors as to its causes, its symptoms, its treatment, nor is there a consensus on how to manage or even defeat it. There are numerous opinions about all of this that we've mentioned many, many times, but very little agreement on any of it. Like this, listen, it's transmitted only from animals to humans, and then it can be transmitted from human to human, and then it most often is transmitted human to human. Its universal symptoms are respiratory distress along with high fever. And then we're told high fever isn't necessarily present as a symptom, nor is respiratory distress. A sudden loss of taste is now a symptom, along with a loss of smell. And then we're told loss of taste or smell is not a good indication of COVID-19. Hydroxychloroquine with zithromycin in some cases is the miracle cure for coronavirus. Numerous doctors now around the world have treated thousands of COVID-19 patients with hydroxychloroquine with amazing positive and much quicker recovery results. But then the FDA warns that using hydroxychloroquine is not a good option for most COVID-19 patients. And added to that, a case study by Veterans Administration proved that hydroxychloroquine in some cases worsens the disease and hastens death. Experts predict from 200,000 to 2 million Americans will die from coronavirus, the result of COVID-19. Then the same experts say the number could be as low as 60,000, but not expected to be higher than 200,000. Almost every COVID-19 patient, when exhibiting respiratory distress, needs immediate intubation with a respirator just to survive. Many doctors say that intubation and respirators often cause COVID-19 patients to quickly worsen in their condition, and sometimes it even hastens death. These quoted experts who purportedly make their statements, concluding statistics, reports of treatment of COVID-19 patients from around the world, and research committed by research scientists in dozens of laboratories worldwide, agree on very little. What's more concerning to me, their conclusions drawn from statistics and their information from healthcare professionals, it all changes almost daily, sometimes even during the days. Members of the media, who have suddenly become medical experts on all things COVID-19, they chastise President Trump because he didn't know everything about COVID-19 sufficient to prepare us all for our latest pandemic months in advance of its first U.S. case. The media incessantly demands answers while posing some of the most meaningless examples of errors by members of the Trump administration in this pandemic that each should disqualify every Trump appointee at every level of the administration to service. The media touts the findings of a handful of their own experts, some of who sit in state houses across the nation. Some are contributors to liberal news outlets. These media experts, to a person, claim that almost all of the information relayed to Americans in those daily White House COVID-19 task force briefings are incorrect, especially those touted or even mentioned or even just discussed by the president. We could fill a book with the statements of fact thrown in our faces by these healthcare pundits that have been debunked when facts always become known later. We seldom hear any reports of those debunked facts after they're debunked, right? Let me ask you this. Is what we are hearing from experts right or wrong? Just when we think things are in their respective niches, we get a report like this.
Yeah, Jessica, the doctors say that they have compiled their own data of coronavirus cases here in Kern County and used their research from the cases here to cross-reference them with numbers across the nation and really across the globe. They say that that data shows that healthy people don't need to shelter in place anymore. And of course, that's going against what a lot of health experts have been telling us so far.
I say, do we need to still shelter in place? Our answer is emphatically no. Do we need businesses to be shut down? Emphatically no. Do we need to test them and get them back to work? Yes, we do.
Doctors Dan Erickson and Artin Masihi, both co-owners of the 5 accelerated urgent care facilities in Kern County, say they have tested 5,213 patients within the county for the coronavirus. That makes up for over half of all testing done here. They say their data and research qualifies their statement.
Is the flu less dangerous than COVID? Let's look at the death rates. No, it's not. They're similar in prevalence and in death rate. So we are saying that our response now that we know the facts, it's time to get back to work.
But White House Coronavirus Task Force expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says otherwise, with national research showing COVID-19 cases to be over 10 times as lethal than the flu. But Fauci's decades of experience as an immunologist and physician holds no weight in the eyes of Erickson and Masihi.
We're actually seeing the patients. Dr. Fauci hasn't seen a patient for 20 years.
White House health officials have reported more than 800,000 COVID-19 cases with just over 46,000 deaths across the nation. But Erickson says that quarantining is a health hazard in and of itself.
We understand microbiology, we understand immunology, and we want strong immune systems. I don't want to hide in my home, develop a weak immune system, and then come out and get diseased.
Reporting the disease, Erickson claims, is being forced onto healthcare professionals.
ER doctors now, my friends that I talk to say, you know, it's interesting, when I'm writing up my death report, I'm being pressured to add COVID. Why is that? Why are we being pressured to add COVID to maybe increase the numbers and make it look a little bit worse than it is? I think so.
According to Erickson, there is something much larger at play here.
This is not about science. And it's not even about COVID. When they use the word safe, if you listen to the word safe, that's about controlling you. So when I talk to all my ER doctors who work in a hospital, no stake in the game, same opinion.
Two ER docs, identical conclusions from examining hundreds and hundreds of COVID-19 patients. There are a couple of physicians who are certainly on the ground in the COVID-19 war. Most would consider it wise to listen to guys like this. Maybe pause for a moment for our unconditional acceptance of what we're told by other experts from the political blogosphere. And then there are ventilators. You know, all those ventilators. New York needed millions of them, it seemed like. The Governor Cuomo just kept asking and demanding those. Well, anyway, doctors have warned putting patients on the machines too early could cause more harm than good. Figures show two-thirds of COVID-19 sufferers who are hooked up to the potentially life-saving machines in the UK don't even make it. They die. Reports in China, Italy, and here in the US have found that less than half of patients recover who are intubated. Experts are unsure why the death rates are so high. In New York City alone, listen to this, at least 80% of coronavirus patients while on a ventilator die. 80%, folks. Don't ever get off the vent. Health officials around the world push to get more ventilators to treat patients, and while that's happening, some doctors are moving away from using the breathing machines when they can. The reason? Some hospitals have reported unusually high death rates for coronavirus patients that are put on vents. And some doctors worry that the devices could be harming individual patients. Mechanical ventilators, if you don't know how they work, they push oxygen into patients whose lungs are failing. Using ventilators involves sedating a patient and sticking a tube into the throat. That's intubation. Deaths in such sick patients are common, no matter the reason they need breathing help. Generally speaking, 40 to 50% of patients with severe respiratory distress don't make it while on ventilators, many experts say. One doctor explained the problem by saying that COVID-19, as it expands in the patient's lungs, starves blood cells of oxygen. The purpose of the lungs is to oxygenate blood as it's pumped through by the heart. Ventilators pump blood using high pressure, much higher pressure than normal heart pressure, through the lungs, which, because of the tremendous increase of the virus inside blood cells in the lungs, cannot oxygenate those blood cells sufficiently. Many of those doctors are ditching respirators and using oxygen itself through CPAP and BiPAP machines, which externally push oxygen into the lungs through the patient's nose and mouth without using a ventilator. They're seeing oxygen levels in patients increase significantly and much faster than when using ventilators. So, what about bad information? Now, every day we hear claims of this is bad, this is wrong, they're lying. What's bad and what's not? Well, here we go again. Here comes a conspiracy. There are dozens of conspiracies floating around about purported lies, also misrepresentations, just plain out. We don't know if they're lying or just misrepresenting something. You've heard them all, or heard most of them anyway. I found it beneficial in this case, as is almost always the case, to count on those who sit in the driver's seat and have the real pulse of the circumstances of any controversy. Regarding COVID-19, to me, it should be the healthcare professionals who treat COVID patients, telling us what's real and what's not. And even speaking to those experts, we every day hear conflicts about pretty much everything. This is the part of the mystery that perplexes me. How could there be vast differences describing the exact same circumstances regarding the exact same virus, its sources, its dangers, its treatments, and its results? Isn't it ironic that medical scientists, virologists, epidemiologists, immunologists, pulmonologists, and biologists could, in each specialty, make predictions 180 degrees from the other same field specialist? I mean, folks, it's directly opposite from men and women in the exact same specialties almost daily. There certainly are conspiracies abundant in each of these, political, medical, social, economic, and even military alleged conspiracies in each area. Unfortunately for Americans, it's impossible to say any of the causes, treatments, results, statistics or sources or reasons can be debunked or confirmed in their claims. We just don't know. And therefore, we're confused. In modern medicine, we're accustomed to being given answers to medical issues, and we're used to them being correct and absolute. In my lifetime, folks, I've never seen or heard of anything like this. Listen to this audio. It's been edited in full form. It's on the webpage. You can watch it there. We've shortened it to about 6 or 7 minutes here. It'll change your opinion about a lot of this.
I'm sure I'm going to get some hate messages after this. Frankly, I don't care because this could save someone's life. I'm a nurse practitioner. I am licensed and certified. I am not on the front lines. I have a friend in New York City who's on the front lines. And for her safety, she cannot come out and say these things. So I am her voice. I'm not going to name names of people or hospitals for the safety of those involved. But this is her account, okay? I am her voice here. I'm going to tell you what she has told me. She wants this to get out. Now, I'm sure this is not the case everywhere. I'm confident. I have friends that are in other places. They're on the front lines. They're in ICU. And it's not like this everywhere. But in New York City right now, in some of the hospitals, this is what is going on. People are sick, but they don't have to stay sick. They are killing them. They are not helping them. She used the word murder, coming from a nurse who went to New York City expecting to help. Patients are left to rot and die. Her words. She has never seen so much neglect. No one cares. They are cold and they don't care anymore. It's the blind leading the blind. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I was on with some nurse friends of mine and we were discussing different medications that could be used to potentially help people. Doctors who were reporting around the country that they were using a combination of medications that were helping people. People were not dying when they were on these medications. They were getting better. Those medications are not being used in hospitals in New York City. What is happening is that they're putting people on nasal cannula. If they require more than 6 liters of nasal cannula, they get intubated, they go on the vent, or they get trached if there's not enough vents. They don't get high flow, no non-rebreather, no non-invasive ventilation, no CPAP, no BiPAP. They're on a closed system, the ventilator. The patients don't know any better. They don't have family with them. There is no one there with them to advocate for them. So they are scared and they give consent. The ventilators have high PEEP, high pressure, which then causes barotrauma. It causes trauma to the lungs. Dr. Sidell, a few weeks ago, put out a video. He's in New York City, and he put out a video saying something is not right, like we're not treating this correctly. We're doing something wrong. They pulled his video from YouTube, and they took him out of ICU because they couldn't have one doctor going against the grain, going against their protocol. The protocol is propofol or some kind of sedation because they're on the ventilator and IV antibiotics. There's no hydroxychloroquine. They're not using that combination with Zithromax. They're not using zinc, vitamin C, high doses of vitamins A and D. They laugh. This is what she's told me. They laugh at that. She says, this is a nightmare. It's out of a horror movie and I don't want to be a part of this. There are people who are a full code and yet if they crash, they're not doing compressions because it will spread the virus. Full code, not doing compressions. Family is not there. They have no one to answer to. No one is being held accountable. A code was called and no one came. So sometimes they're not even resuscitating people. Again, left to rot and die. They're not given blood because we know that the blood is not oxygenated in these COVID patients. We know that. There are doctors all around the world sounding the alarms. These are the drugs that work. This is the pathophysiology of the disease. This is what's happening. And for some reason, it's not changing. Even though we know, some of us know what's going on, nothing is changing on the front lines. They stay in the same PPE, all shift, except for the top pair of gloves. So 2 pairs of gloves, or I don't know, maybe more than 2, but they're only changing the gloves on the outside. Gown, mask, whatever else stays the same because all patients are COVID patients. So if it's a COVID floor, it's all COVID, but it's not because some of them are rule out COVID. So even if they're rule out COVID and they're not COVID, they're gonna get COVID because they're using the same PPE all shift and they're carrying that contamination to all the patients. They're not changing their PPE. They're not going into rooms. So they're running long tubing into the room so that they can manage the tubing from outside of the rooms. So if they're not going into the rooms, that means they're not assessing the patients.
Wow. That's all I can say about it as well. So let me ask you this. With all of the unanswered questions, the mystery, the back and forth, the who said, she said, he said, not having any firm answers from those that we trust, what can you do? Well, I'll answer that question this way by saying, this is what I'm doing for me. In the event of the contracting of coronavirus by yours truly that cannot be treated at home and I end up in the hospital, these are my written instructions. First, I have an at-home prescription for hydroxychloroquine and zithromycin that should I need hospitalization will go with me and be demanded during treatment. Secondly, I have written documents that preclude my intubation or respiration by mechanical means without the written permission from my personal doctor, my wife, and attorney. No release for these medical treatments can be carried out with the consent of all three. Third, any administered procedure or drug used to treat me while hospitalized must be pre-approved by my personal physician in a written prescription signed by him. Four, I authorize full treatment for any code I sustain during my stay unless not doing so is jointly agreed to by my wife, personal physician, and my attorney. For information just for you, I have a respiratory condition resulting from bacterial pneumonia from about 30 years ago that resulted in my having bronchiectasis, which makes breathing difficulty and can lead to bacterial pneumonia. 2 weeks ago, we played that video from the New York City doctor who stated the usage of respirators was not just deadly in treatment of COVID-19 patients, but actually dramatically increases the death toll among COVID patients. It probably won't surprise you, YouTube pulled that video down. And I'm certain they'll pull down the video audio clip that you just heard from that nurse practitioner. Well, that in itself should be a wake-up call for us all. What's going on? We ask that question all the time. The only answer I can give is confusion. That's what's going on. It's the common denominator of the COVID-19 pandemic. Can't tell you what to believe, who to believe, disbelieve, accept, or even what or who not to believe. Find your own facts. Find them. They're out there. If you have specific questions to yourself or to your family or to your business or to what's real and what's not in your city, find the facts. We'll continue to pass along all the factual information that we can get to you as quickly as we find and verify its accuracy about this. There's one thing else I can factually say all of us should be doing. Pray. Prayer changes things. Prayer will clear up the confusion and all of the problems that confuses causes in our minds and those that we love. Facts never change, folks. When you find the truth is absolute. That's what you need. So just keep digging. Keep looking. If you have questions for us at any time, dan@truthnewsnetwork.org. We'll answer any question, every question we can that you ask. We'll give you references and places to go, maybe if we have them, to help you get answers. And if we don't have the answers, we're not going to BS you. We're going to tell you the truth. Even if it's, I'm sorry, I don't have the answer, I'll see what I can find out. Thanks for being here. Be in prayer. Be watchful. Be looking. We'll be back. Don't forget, 9 o'clock today, we'll dig further into this. 9 Central Time, 9 to 11. Full talk show at truthnewsnetwork.org. Just go to the website and on the top right-hand side, click that Listen Live button to join us. You can call in toll-free and visit with us if you like. That's all part of Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
Real truth, real news. TNN, the Truth News Network.